And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of June, 2025. The publication of The Terrorization of Dissent, Corporate Repression, Legal Corruption, and the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, edited by Anthony J. Nocella II and Jason Delgandio, was on this day in 2014. In 2006, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, or the AETA, was passed with the intention to equip law enforcement agencies with the tools to apprehend, prosecute, and convict individuals who commit, quote, animal enterprise terror. But as many have come to realize, this act does not concretely define what is meant by that phrase, leading to the interpretation that anyone interfering with a company's ability to make a profit from the exploitation of animals can be considered a terrorist. In this unprecedented and timely collection, some of the most influential voices in the world of law and animal rights examine the legalities of the AETA, highlight its repressive nature, and the collusion between private interests and political legislation, and provide theoretical frameworks for understanding a variety of related issues. In a series of interviews, the book also gives animal advocates who have been convicted or directly affected by the AETA, including members of the AETA 4 and SHAC 7, an opportunity to speak for themselves. Ultimately, these writers show that the AETA is less about fighting terrorism and more about safeguarding corporate profit, and that it should be analyzed and resisted by everyone who believes in a better world. And today, from 12 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, please join the Animal Law Section's presentation on Strengths and Weaknesses of the Federal Animal Welfare Act, an in-depth presentation by the top animal law experts and federal litigators. Renowned experts regarding animal law will examine in depth the challenges facing the Federal Animal Welfare Act, from issues of governmental transparency to persistent lack of enforcement, as well as current litigation designed to hold high-profile violators accountable. Speakers will include Becca Smith of Gibson, Dunn, and Crutcher, Mary Hollingsworth of Harvard Law School Animal Law and Policy Clinic, and Delciana Winders, Associate Professor of Law, Animal Law, and Policy Institute Director at Vermont Law and Graduate School. To register for this Zoom webinar, find the link in today's show notes. And here is a poem for today, Waiting for the Terrorists by Richard O'Connell. Why are we waiting, desperate for information? Because the terrorists will strike today. Why has Congress adjourned and gone into hiding and set up a secret shadow government? Because the terrorists are on their way, muffled, dressed like cut-rate dervishes, and they'll abolish speeches and elections. Why did our president evaporate on a jet, spirited to a distant site, enthroned in a lead vault deep underground? Because the terrorists will strike today, and the president and his advisors must survive to issue proclamations and appeals for public calm and broadcast patriotic hymns surrounded by bright panoplies of banners. Why are so many generals on television parading their medals, beating the drum for prophylactic war with loud boasts about our unprecedented military might? Why is the press in bed with mad Procrustes? Why is criticism greeted with derision? Because a terrorist will strike today, and one person's patriotism is another's prison. Why have our moral leaders disappeared? Why have our laws and civil rights been trashed? Because the terrorists are on the way, and death's their only concept of due process. Why do we see nightmare in every face we encounter? Why can't we sleep? Why are our cities impoverished for the sake of imperial projects? Why do we hide in our homes, afraid to speak? Night falls, and the terrorists are still not here. Rumors abound that they have been destroyed by a virus they were carrying to envenom us. Now, what will become of us without the terrorists? Those people were some sort of a solution. Waiting for the Terrorists by Richard O'Connell. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to question the use of the word terrorist.